Hello, everybody. I am Coach Lisa. I started here just a minute early so we could all get in here and get settled. And I could change my name effectively. So, how is everybody? Let me open the chat. There we go. How is everybody today? Anybody there want to share how they're doing? Thumbs up. I love it. Okay. Hi, Lauren. I'm glad you're doing well. So good to see everybody here. Be doing well. Good to see you as well. All right. So, you know why we're here, right? We are here to talk about body image and sex. So, well, good afternoon, Gloria. Hi, Ruth Ann. I'm glad it's been a great day. There, I've been able to change my name. So, again, I am Coach Lisa. We are getting together here tonight to talk about body image and sex. This is an open coaching call. So, you want to raise your hand, I'll bring you up and we'll do some coaching. That's what we're here for. So, I hope we have some people who are interested in being coached on anything at all to do with body image and sex. Seriously, you can ask anything. So, you can also post questions in the Q&A where you can be anonymous there if that feels a little bit more comfortable. So feel free to do that. Really want to know your questions and what brought you to this call tonight. What brought you here? I mean, aside from just hanging out with me for the next hour. Yeah. Did any of you see my post in Facebook? Because I've had a lot of comments. Even had like messages sent to me about that. I posted a post in Facebook. I don't know if I can share my screen. I probably can share my screen. Oh, somebody did see it. But anyways, yeah, I guess you're gonna have to go look for it. It's a photo of me that I took on my most recent trip. I just got back the last week on Friday, and I was in Barcelona. And I will tell you, if you ever get to go to Barcelona, there is a place called the Erotic, what was it called? The Erotic Sex Museum. I think that's all it was called, Erotic Sex Museum. It was definitely worth, I think it was $20 or something to get in. It was definitely worth the money to get in. It was very interesting. Oh, told all about sexuality through the ages. Maybe one time we'll do a little, I took tons of photos. But that's where that picture was taken. The picture you'll see of me on Facebook was taken at that museum, and it's me in a vagina or in a vulva, standing there in a vulva, looking up at the clitoris. So if you get a chance, go and take a look at that photo, and then you can laugh with me too. All right. So we have someone with their hand raised. Lauren, I am going to bring you up here. Don't forget, again, post questions you have in the Q&A, and I will make sure to answer them. And then I have things we can talk about too if nobody's got any questions. So, Lauren, you should be coming up now, I think. There you are, if you don't mind unmuting. Hello, Lauren. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. I'm good. How are you?
Very well. I'm so glad you came up here today.
It's been a while since we've
It
chatted.
has. Yes, for those
So,
who don't know, actually, if you do you mind if I share, Lauren?
yeah, go ahead. No, that's fine.
Lauren and I actually were in an accountability group for quite a long time. So I know Lauren very well. So that may be why she's comfortable to raise her hand. And I'm so glad she did. But yeah. So.
I don't know if it's reassuring. Like my heart is still pounding. There's just something about the recorded call, but y'all, it's fine. Lisa
It's.
doesn't bite.
No,
Not through the screen.
no. It's okay. It makes total sense. You know what? I do this on this side of it. I still feel the same way when I get on a call or if I'm like, I have different groups I'm in. When I raise my hand, I'm like, oh yeah, this is what that feels like. Okay. Yeah. So that's okay. So take a breath.
Well, I wanted to let you know I've actually had this call flagged because I wanted to come on and tell you because we when we I've got two things to bring up. I've actually got coaching, but I did want to come up and speak first because I have been listening to these calls. I had been really feeling a sense of disconnect with my partner, just like not wanting sex, but not in like a no libido kind of way, but also in a kind of no libido kind of way. So I was working a lot this first half of the year on like, okay, what can I do to make myself feel more comfortable in bed with my partner, to feel more desire towards my partner. And I would like to admit, I don't think I have ever experienced sexual desire. And through the last month, and then going, trying to connect the dots, I have come to terms with my actual asexuality.
Okay.
And I wanted to say, I don't know if I really would have if it hadn't been for these calls. And since, yes, yeah, so like in a very, very nice way. And so I've gone back and listened to a few calls and the way we've talked about intimacy, but taking like the desire out of it. We have actually increased our intimacy in the bedroom, in the sense that I'm like, okay, this is what I know I'm working with. I can't just wait for the mood to happen because the mood just doesn't happen for me. Yeah, but I don't think that I really would have made those steps to kind of really to put a label on anything or even find resources if y'all hadn't been doing these calls. So I just really wanted to express my gratitude that, you've come on and continued with these calls and a little bit that we've talked about, one-on-one earlier this year.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on and saying that, because I think it is too a topic that a lot of people struggle with. They struggle with this idea of how things are supposed to be and what's normal. And they're just, I mean, honestly, there just isn't. And if we could all just decide there just isn't a normal, and whatever it is just beautiful and amazing, and it's fine. I love that you went through a lot of experimentation though, like to really come to that, because I do think as far as desire goes, we sometimes have it backwards, like that we're supposed to feel this desire to want to get into the bed, and that's just not always the case. So whether or not people come to the same, conclusion you came to or not, and whether or not you always think that, maybe that is right now. Maybe you always have, and maybe you're gonna, I don't know, who knows? And that's okay too.
But
It's
yeah,
beautiful.
I had like, I was like, from the last call, I think I'd listened to it on the podcast. I was like, I'm going to work hard on this idea. Like, why can't I be attracted to my partner? And I'm like,
Can you
I
share what
will
you
work
did?
on that
What
and
did
work.
you do to work on it? Do you want to share that today, or
So part of it was trying out, like, I listened to a lot of my calls. I don't have no problem being, sexually intimate with my partner. And so I was like, okay, let me try these things. Let me put it on a schedule. Although there's something weird about scheduling sex in your 30s in my mind. But I was like, okay, I can do that and that'll make my partner happy. But also it was just like working. It's like, okay, would I be happy if I found ways outside of sex to be intimate with my partner? And like showers are a big thing. And I'm like, I work. Poor partner. I will be bored on a Saturday and I'll be like, oh, this would be a good time to like, this is a great way to kill some time. I don't know if that's how other people think, but I'm like, you know what? Hey, babe, let's go take a shower. And even they've gone, they're like, I don't want it to have sex though. And I was like, we don't have to. I just like being close to you in that way.
There's
But
a difference, right? There's a difference
there's
between
a difference.
intimacy and sexual intercourse,
Yes. It's like
right?
that's one way to be intimate.
Yes.
Very much so.
Yeah, I love
So
that. Okay.
being able to split that idea of the two, that I could be in intimate in other ways, and then still feeling, because my partner and I have talked a lot about our experiences where I'm like, hey, this is how I feel after we've been close like this. And then I'm like, I'm good, my intimacy bucket's filled. And they're like, but wait, like I could. They'll say I could have had a little bit more, like, and then once we're done having sex, I'm like, now my intimacy got filled. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm getting the same experiences, outside of it. And I don't think that's necessarily like an asexuality trait. I just really, truly do not experience attraction, which means it's really low on my radar, in my list of priorities. But yeah, coming to terms with that was then just listening to these other women. Kind of talking about, or even like the way that you've talked about things too. I'm like, oh, that sounds fun, but it's just like in a general sense of the term. So
Yeah.
coming to terms was really just, I'd found other stories of other people who had come to their realization of asexuality. Because I think it's hard to identify when something's not there. Like, I
Yes.
don't know that this is not something that I experienced. And so, yeah, when I did, I talked with my partner and we went on and on. I'm like, wait, so like you, and then I use them as my general broad experience. Everyone has the same experience as my partner now. But I'm like, wait, is this like sex scenes in movies? Like for me, they've always made me uncomfortable. I've never understood the purpose. They're like, no, yeah, it's fun to get like a little horny, you know, like, and I've actually brought that up with friends and I'm like, I don't get it. So finding a community, even if I don't talk to anyone else, it's like just reading how everyone else experiences, like, oh my God, that's me to like a team. So, but yeah, these calls, one, because like having the safe space to be like, okay, this is something that I do want to work on. I do have like a body image question that I can bring up today, but it's just to really be on call topic.
I think sexual intimacy
Yeah.
is really on topic. You're good.
Okay, good. Yeah. But yeah, and because I had internalized it to be something wrong with me in the sense that like, okay, once I lose my weight, then I'll want to have sex. And I've lost a lot of my weight. I still don't want to have sex. And I was like, okay, maybe it's my partner's definitely on the chubby side. Like maybe if they lost weight, I could be more attracted to them. They've lost weight. That's not been the case. So when those are really my two big barriers, you know, it's like, okay, now that we've made changes, it's like, okay, that's clearly not the problem. So, or not, that's, I don't know how to
I got
not say it's not a problem, but you know, it's like, okay, that's not the conflict here. So.
And that's such an interesting lesson to learn, is that when we change things, our brain hasn't changed. The pathways we have in our head are still the same. It's such an interesting lesson, right? In this case, it's more reflected about sexual intimacy, but it's like we're trying to solve, like you said, a problem when there actually is no problem.
No.
Right? Like, I think there's definitely something like about, there's ways to experiment with sexuality and with pleasure, but it sounds to me like you've done that. You've found a way to have pleasure in a way that's maybe just not so sexual, like it's more intimate. It's more just, being together, touch, showers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because a lot of it had been, it's like, okay, what makes my relationship with my partner, say, different than the relationship with my very best friend? And activity-wise, sex. I would never have sex with my best friend. Love her to pieces. Would not. Like, okay, well, if that's the one thing, then like, and then I don't do that with my partner, then how is that different than with, you know, a friend? And it truly is for us, and then for me specifically, it is that intimacy portion. Like I could tell both of them the same thing. Honestly, a lot of times I do, but I got my partner in crime, and I've got my partner in life, and and they just do hold two different spots in my heart. Even if I wouldn't shower with my friend either, I'll say that we go to the Korean basketball, but I wouldn't shower together. But like there's definitely a different level of intimacy, and I think being able to take the sex out of it was able to really identify, oh, okay, here's ways we do that. And now actually I guess it's easier for me to think about sex and like a not like, oh, here we go again, because I get the intimacy elsewhere. I can give it as intimacy, but I don't necessarily care about receiving it as an, you know, as an intimate gesture.
It actually is a technique for how to increase intimacy, is to literally take sex off the table, take intercourse off the table. It's a thing in therapy realms or whatever. Here's a way to really help couples to build intimacy. If you take that off the table, it can really be helpful. So there is a question in the chat. Do you want to answer it?
I don't mind. I don't know.
Think specifically the person's asking, what does it mean to be, to have an asexual person? I don't, they said personality.
Oh,
You
okay. I
said it.
think,
I think
yeah.
you just misheard it.
So to and asexual people are just people who don't experience sexual attraction. For a lot of people, your romantic attraction and your sexual attraction kind of get bundled into one. And for me, that's not the case. So it's hard for me to explain because I can say I don't experience something, and then people be like, well, that's not how I experience it. I don't know because I'm just coming from zero.
Yes.
Is
I think that was
there.
beautiful.
Okay,
That was perfect.
good. But yeah, basically, because, and this is the way I perceive it, because I'm not wired to, like, okay, when I experience attraction to someone, I could be like out and about and I could see someone and I could talk to someone for like 5 seconds and I can picture and be like, wow, I wonder what it'd be like to date that person. Like, what kind of dates would we go on? What would they like to do? You know, kind of thinking in that regard. Not once would I ever think they were sexy or hot. I had a hard time. I was like, I want to be skinny to be sexy. And then I was like, I don't even know what sexy is. Like, I have an idea, maybe. I don't know. I genuinely like cannot feel that. But I think from what I have been told by other people that it's normal to see someone, you're like, wow, I can think someone looks like pretty or nice or looks real good, but like apparently other people think they're like, wow, no, they look really good. Like, I wonder what they like. Wink, wink. So, Lisa, you might have to see if I got that depiction right, but I can just say I don't experience anything like that.
And
So
that's
I'm the
again, it's a good example. We can all be so different, but there is that still that commonality of intimacy. Intimacy as
Yes.
human beings can be very important. And you probably do, I mean, you'd sort of said about difference between your partner and your like best friend. We still sometimes have intimacy even with our best friends. You know,
Yeah.
hand holding or like just, sitting together or sharing vulnerable things. Any of that can also be intimacy. Like, so I love that though.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So you did say
So,
you had something to be coached on. What was that?
on the flip side with body image, so there was, and if we have time, there are a ton of people with their hands raised or anything. No, y'all raise your hands.
Oh,
Lisa's
anybody
a
else
great
want
coach.
to
Yeah.
raise their hand?
Otherwise, it's just gonna be a free coaching session with me and
There you
Lisa.
go.
But I guess this was from a while ago, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna hold on to this thought and not work on it because I work on it, I tend to figure it out. And I wanted to be on a coaching call. But like, when like looking at my body, I have done really well at kind of reframing how I look at myself as I've lost weight. Like my arms, like they're, well, that's a bug bit arm, but like, you know, I got a little bit of flab here, but they're really strong. I can hold really heavy weights. My legs are a little bit thicker than I'd like, but them girls can squat 60 pounds. So like I can do that. My face, I love my smile. I just love the way I look in the mirror now. I've worked a lot on that. But like it's my torso area. I still have trouble with. So like I can't.
Okay,
It was
so
like,
pause for just a minute.
okay.
How did you work on this? You said I worked on that for quite a while. What did you do?
Well, I think really a thought that helped was kind of like the like I like my arms and my legs because they can do this. I like my face, you know, because I have a really lovely smile. I really like the way my eyes look, or I really like my glasses. Like it's I was able to find something small and kind of latch onto it that way, or like what my body can do for me. I have a
Okay, did
really hard time
anybody
with
else on the call catch what Lauren just said? She was able to find something small and latch onto it. So, did you want to tell me more about what's wrong with down here or like
I just can't find the same like small thought about my boobs were kind of getting better on to neutral. I don't know what I'm doing there. I'm just trying not to think about them, but like my stomach area in particular. Yeah.
Okay, so your concern is you don't like your stomach area? What is your thought about your stomach area?
I could still, just feels really big.
Is it?
Not as big.
Oh, that sounds like something small you could latch on to.
Not as big.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that could be the small thing to latch on to. It's changing. It's not as big as it used to be.
Luckily, it's changing. It is. It is. I've started keeping measurements, and it is. Not fast, but it is.
Yeah. It's changing. That's there you
It's
go.
changing.
But that's because it's like we grabbed that little thing of, well, it's not as big as it used to be. What does
Yeah.
that mean? That means it's changing. That means it's evolving. I mean, you probably we've all heard Corinne on say on several different calls. She still doesn't like her legs.
And I think that's what triggered me to like really be like, okay, if I'm gonna have a body, if I'm gonna have a body image thing, what's my body image issue? And it was like, okay, well, yeah, with my arms and legs, like, okay, I can lift heavy things. I can, or both. Like, I'm very proud of that from the last year. I couldn't lift 20 pounds a years ago, guys, and now I'm carrying a 50 across the floor to do squats and then carrying it back. But it's
Yeah.
like, it's hard. It's like, okay, great. That solved like 60% there. Like just that thought, like I like what my arms and my legs can do for me. It's like, okay, I can't apply that to my stomach. Like, okay, what's my stomach doing for me? I guess it digests this food, but like what the whole belly area doing for me? It just, you know,
Well, it's separating those arms from the legs. I mean,
it's doing a good job of that. That's for sure.
right? It's keeping your proportions. That would be something interesting too, to maybe try on different clothes and then look at that area of you and say, well, what do I think now? Compared to like as it gets smaller. You may never be in love and go like, oh, check out my stomach.
Oh yeah, I'm never gonna be like, oh, look at
What?
my flat belly. Like I've come to terms. That's not happening. But
Maybe, who knows? Like
maybe
that's.
it could. I'm not holding my breath, but I mean it could. I'm not gonna say
I bet
no
you
if it happens.
2 years ago, you never in a million years would have said, I'm going to come on a coaching call 2 years from now and wave my arms around and show everybody what they look like, and say nice things like, wow, this is looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Even if there is a little bit of flab, right? Like,
Even if there's a
it's
little
so interesting that we decide today, well, no, I'm never going to love it. Who knows? You might. You go. There's a comment in there about doing Pilates and sit-ups. There's different things you
Yeah.
can do, but it becomes one of those things I think that falls into that bucket of your goal lifestyle. And there definitely is a version of a goal lifestyle where you have a six-pack or whatever else. And but I don't know how much you would be working out and what you would be eating to make that happen, but you would get to choose.
That's true. That's true. I will
Right?
say, because I did go to Orange Theory last night, and after the core block, I should have gotten a six pack from that. That was brutal. And
You
that was
go.
only 5 minutes. I don't know why this is looking like it today. We worked very hard for 5 minutes.
Yeah. But
So, okay.
imagine five more classes from now that have that 5 minutes in it. Who
Just gets
knows?
easier. It does get a little easier. But yeah.
But remember, what you're changing is the physical thing. We're still not changing our thoughts about
Thoughts.
it, which are really what drive, do I like this or not? Like it's the lens that we're looking through that has us thinking, what you're seeing is there's still too much flab there, I guess. I don't know. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, it's always been like the last, I hate to say like the last place because everything kind of comes off, but it's and my family just gathers around the waist. I'm a pure apple shape.
And somebody made a comment in the chat about definitely using those muscles to feel more attractive towards it. I'm not sure if this is what you meant, Christina, but what it made me think of was Yeah, I'd like you to lie on the floor and try to sit up and not appreciate those stomach muscles. Like, not appreciate what that belly can do for you. Because without it, be lying on the floor.
I remember that now when I first, oh, I'm so glad that's brought up because I haven't been able to think of like, ooh, my stomach. Clearly it's why I'm having this conversation. But I remember telling you the first time I sit in the bathtub and then I just reached up and did the thing and came back. I didn't even, there was no, oh, God, turn off the water. It was the full just mechanical reach. And I was like, oh, we're getting some muscles there. So maybe I
So
can
that's
apply that.
another little thing to grab onto, and you'll probably start noticing it more and more. I thought there was some kind of agility test to know something that would show longevity to life, and it was you had to like sit on the floor cross-legged, and if you could get up without using your hands, it like I don't remember
Oh,
exactly
yeah.
the details,
I
but I
remember
know,
seeing that too.
yeah, if you could get up without using your hands, and it's that's a lot of the muscles that that takes is those core muscles. So, whether it is wrapped in a little extra that we wish wasn't there, it certainly gives you something to grab onto to think there's muscles under there that are really serving you.
Yeah.
That's
Okay.
so interesting.
Yeah.
So interesting. But I think there's also a good lesson there that we talked about, which is when you said about, I've worked so much and now I'm good with my smile. When you find a way that something works, figure out how to apply it elsewhere.
And yeah,
Right?
that's why I'm here today. I couldn't figure out how to apply it.
Yeah.
And sure
And
enough, you in the chat.
yeah, talking it out, like talking it out and kind of brainstorming and coming up with, well, what does this mean? What does that mean? I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming up here.
Yes, it was so good to see you again or to chat with you again.
It's
I
great.
see you often.
Yeah. And it's nice. It's nice to show people again the idea that, yeah, it still can be kind of, you can feel anxious about raising your hand. But I think what we talked about really is going to help a lot of people. So I really applaud you and thank you
Good.
so much for sharing all of that.
Well, thank you.
All right. I
All
will
right. Well,
see if
bye,
anyone else
Lisa.
wants to raise their hand and
Raise your hand, guys.
all
I have other questions I can ask if this is just going to be
right.
it.
Well, why don't you see, let's look and see what's in the Q&A. And I mean, if nobody else raises their hand, you can just stay up here. But let's see. We have somebody else asking, is it possible to lose interest in sex? They've been married for 18 years and they're just not into it. Well, Lauren, what do you think? All right, you want me to answer this one?
The one who's not interested in sex. I'll give you my input and then you can give your input.
Fabulous.
Yeah, so my partner and I have been together for 14 years this year. We've been married for 7. I don't know. Yeah, I would think anyone could lose interest in it, but I feel like there's more involved. Like, I feel like you could just straight up lose interest in it, but I also feel like something could be affecting it as well.
Great answer. Yeah.
That's my answer, actually. I don't know if I'm qualified to answer.
No, that's okay. But no, I agree. Lauren's right. Yes, it is definitely possible to lose interest in it. More often than not, what we're losing interest in is like good sex or sex that we maybe had when we were younger, when we were less tired, when we had less family around, when we had more time and there was a lot more available to us. That's often why we lose interest in it. But because the desire for what's happening now is just isn't that great. So that's where, you can do kind of what Lauren did, was go on that little exploration of, is it that I'm really just not interested in sex, or is it that I'm not interested into the sex that's being offered to me? Right. So it makes a lot of sense. One of the topics that I had sort of prepared that we could talk about today was context And context comes up a lot, and that's sort of what you were talking about before with the like when you think about your smile and stuff, you really like it because you've really worked and you've talked about that. You have a different context with that. When it comes to your body, it's a bit different. But you also have this context that surrounds it all, which is that you're doing a lot of working out and working on your muscles and stuff like that. And so that's something you're kind of grabbing onto. Context essentially is what's going on around us. It's what is happening when we're trying, like, first of all, to have interest in sex. What is the context of what's going on? So sometimes we change the context. It's kind of like changing the circumstance, changing our weight, and then trying to have different thoughts. But it's one way to deal with it. We go on vacations. So now it's like we change the scenery in a way. So we can change some of the context of what we're thinking about when we're trying to have interest in sex. So I hope that kind of answers it. Like, yes, but you want to experiment and sort of dig deeper. I'm not sure if it's the same person or not, but there's another question that says, how do you know if it's just lack of interest or a medical issue? That would be when you talk to your doctor and ask. It's often there's so many different medications, there's things like that that can definitely have an effect on our sex drive and our interest. But you really got to know what's going on in your life to know which is it. So it can definitely be either and both, to be honest. Okay. I think I can still answer these after. What else did you have on your mind there, Lauren?
Me.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I have a question that a friend asked today. I thought this would make for a really good coaching call. But I feel like it's very much in the same vein of what we just talked about earlier. So let me find
Okay, so let's see if it's any different or not.
that.
And if anybody else wants to get coached, please
You can raise your hand.
raise your
Yeah.
hand, and we'll just kick Lauren out of here. But otherwise, I will answer these other questions. But all right, what is?
The question was something, I can't find it. My friend's a really big texter. But it was something to the effect of like we're learning to love ourselves down the scale, but like how can we create that safety? Like when we are down and we've made it to goal and you know it's I hate hold on, let me see if I can find it because she did word it really, really well. There we go. There we go. Oh, it's like, how can we accept our new body in peace, is the way that she had phrased it.
Okay.
So
So
we
how
get so
can
used to looking at ourselves, you know, and now we get small, and how can we
be peaceful? Is that what you're
be
looking for?
at peace with it? Yeah. To not be scared of being in a smaller body because we've had scary experiences, you
What
know,
does
when
your
we were
gut tell
smaller.
you is the answer to that?
My good answer says there's a lot of coaching calls on this. But I mean, it's learning how to do that on the way down. Like, we don't save that fun work for our final weight self. It's like, okay, it is where we create that safety on the way down, that reassurance. So then we are down. We have done a lot of the work. I think there's still new thoughts that come up that I don't know I could plan for, but
So are you at your goal, or is she at her goal? What
she is not at her goal.
Okay,
I think she
so
still has 30 pounds left.
okay,
I
so
still have 30 pounds left.
there you go.
Sorry.
So the same. So the issue is we're afraid that once we get to our goal, we're not going to feel safe to stay there.
Yeah, like getting down and then being scared about what could happen and kind of gaining back the weight, like as that protective measure.
Okay. So what I find interesting, first of all, is that you totally recognize what would cause it. The thought that I don't feel safe here. And I think you're right on when you said essentially, and I'm just going to reword what you said because, and you tell me
That's
if
fine.
it's what you said. You want to work on creating the identity as you go of this is who I am. And today, this is who you are, is a person who does whatever, XYZ. You work out this much, you eat this way, you like these foods. This is who you are. The identity you want to add into that is being this version of you that's a problem solver. Because if you're a problem solver at this weight, at that weight, you can lean back on, I know what to do. I can be a problem solver. And so that's kind of what you said to me, like, well, I got to work on it now. Yeah.
Right.
If we
Well,
work
yeah, because I've
on
been around for a while. I know there's no better time
it.
than the present. Y'all want to wait to
Yeah.
work on something? Just do it now. It's easier, I promise you.
Yeah. Well, and the, what's the truth here? You don't have any other time you can work on it. I mean, you can say I'm going to work on it in the future, but you don't have control today over what you do then. You could be lying to yourself. You could be, I don't know. You could forget. We can't control what future us actually does. We can only work on today, and this is the only moment you actually have. So, yeah, you work on it now. You start to think, well, what is it I'm doing that's getting me there? And you start to find peaceful thoughts about your actual body. Because I think that sounded like that was part of it too, like
Think so.
accepting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why we do the planning and assessing and stuff, is because we're really paying attention to like what I said before, which is that goal life. Right? It this is what our life is about. This is who we are. I mean, do you worry that when you walk in the bathroom, you're going to forget to sit down to pee? You're going to be like, I don't know, like next week, what if I forget? That's like, I don't know how to do it. It is so ingrained in you. You just do it. Well, I assume I shouldn't assume things, but right? Like there are just, that's part of who we are. That's what we do. And that's why we say from the beginning too, let's not start doing things right off the bat at a level that we don't, it isn't doable to keep doing. Don't make crazy plans to lose weight, where like tomorrow I'm just going to eat salads. And then 3 days later, or you're 5 minutes at the gym, wonder why this isn't, why it hasn't changed. Well, because we want to make these lifelong patterns. Then there's nothing to wonder, to feel unsafe about. It's just who you are.
Right. Just you. I've seen that a lot, and now I have zero examples of my own coming to mind, but I know there's things that I worked on that were like we were working really hard on those. I was working really hard on those a year ago, and now they're not even on my radar.
Yeah.
They've just that your thoughts do change, friends. They really do.
Yeah. How do you do with water lately?
I'm killing it.
Yeah. Because I've known Lauren as long as I have, I can attest to the fact that water has not always been easy for her.
Oh, you know, the story I tell myself now is that water has always been easy
Okay. See, it's amazing how we can have this revisionist history.
Sleep is another one. I used to not get great sleep, and I remember those days. They sucked.
Yeah.
And they were of my own accord because I, you know, there was no reason for me to have terrible sleep schedule. And now, like, I've worked really hard on that, and my 8 hours, non-negotiable. They happen.
And I'm
So
like, who is this? I don't even know who this is on this call.
without fighting, I'm just like, ooh, it's 10 o'clock, it's bedtime, and I get up and go to bed. Cat doesn't have to remind me, I just go.
This is definitely something I've never heard from Lauren ever. Just so you all know, I've never heard her say this. So it, but it is, it's creating that new identity of who you are. And now you have this identity of who you are is, yeah, 10 o'clock, I go to bed. But it takes practice. Any other tips you can give people for how to create habits like that? Like,
I just did them every day, Lisa.
okay.
I just did them the best I could every day.
That's a really good
And
caveat to that. Yeah, the best you
yeah.
could. Perfect the whole entire time.
Oh no. Yeah,
What?
there's like, 'cause you, I know, shocking.
Yeah.
But it was like you get enough days where like you're building up that momentum, you build
Yes.
up enough nights of sleep that the one day you don't get sleep, you're like, whoa, I feel terrible. You don't get your water. Oh, the like Sunday I did not get my water in. We just sat home. I just sat on the couch. That was all I did.
Yeah.
Ooh, I could feel that Monday. I woke up and I was like, I am parched. I never wake up parched. And I
Yeah.
got up and got some water.
Wow.
Yep. Killed
So
it on my day.
it's exactly the same with the how do I find peace with my body and with my body image and what I think and my confidence that I can keep weight off, that kind of thing. It's practice. It's you grab onto the little thing and then you keep expanding it. That's such a beautiful thing. Should make a quick hit out of that sentence. Because it really is, that's what it is we just want to grab onto the little thing and then expand on it. So whether that's your thoughts about your body, whether that's your thoughts about your sexuality, the other thing I would add to it is to be open and curious and experiment. Because like you said, we're not perfect at it, but a lot of people, when we make a mistake or we do something different or whatever, and then they slip or stuff like that, they worry that that's now, oh, this means I'm back to the way I was. And it just doesn't. It just means that's what you did today. So now we always have control over what we do next. So just being curious and patient.
No, patience. Patience is a big key here. That's the fifth basic, y'all.
Yes, it
Comes up
truly,
every now and then, but that's the one.
yeah, right? It really, really is being patient with ourselves. So, all right. Well, thank you
Right.
so much for coming on here. I'm going to
Yes,
let
thank
you
you for having me.
back down, and I'm really glad you came. Feel free to come to the next call, and if no
Yes.
one is going to raise your hand, it'll
I'll
be the
just raise my
lower.
hand. You just bring me up.
Yeah, it'll be the
Lauren, no one
lower
raised
that
their
enables
hands.
the show. And well, hopefully somebody else will raise a hand, but I do have a bunch of questions to answer, so I'm going to answer those, and I will talk to you later. All
All right,
right.
I'll talk to you later, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Figured out how to put you back down here. Change. There we go. All right. Bye. Okay. Well, that was lovely. Seriously, if anybody else would like to have some coaching or just talk through something with me, sort of the way I did with Lauren, I would love to have you raise your hand and come on up here. But I do want to get through these questions too. So I'm going to go back to the beginning of them. So Anonymous says, I'm trying to accept my breasts after nursing two kids and almost reaching my goal weight. My husband says he doesn't mind, but I do. They're smaller and loved by gravity. I appreciate what my breasts have done, but I want to feel comfortable in my skin and I don't want to hold back or feel ashamed or embarrassed. Suggestions. So you're at the beginning, you said, I'm trying to accept my breasts. And then you said a whole bunch of accepting things. But I agree, it sounds, and if you would like to raise your hand, we could talk about this. But really, we kind of want to practice exactly what you've done here, exactly these thoughts that you've had. Because if you just want your breasts to look different, there's plastic surgeons, I think, out there. And I'm not recommending plastic surgery, but I'm just saying, that's definitely an option some people take. But if you, but aside from that, practicing loving thoughts about the breasts that you have, every breast is so different. Appreciating them, look at them in the mirror, touch them, feel them, really in, you know, create intimacy almost with your body. We did sort of talk about that last time. We did an intimacy exercise. You could totally do that whole exercise basically with your breasts, where you're just feeling them and just working on that acceptance And that these are my breasts. It's one of those sentences that I use a lot with a lot of different things, like, this is my body. These are my breasts. It is very normal to have thoughts otherwise, especially when things change in life. But the reason that we're feeling that kind of disconnect is because we're thinking they should be different. So I'd be curious too a bit more about the holding back and feeling ashamed or embarrassed. What's driving that? Why are we feeling embarrassed? Is it because of their size and because they're loved by gravity? So I hope that gives you a starting point. I would definitely recommend going back and watching that other call that I did so that you could run through that exercise and see what happens. We'd love to hear back next week to or next week, next month to hear what happens with that. It is just an exercise of talking to yourself. Is it normal to not feel like having sex? So we kind of talked about this background of mobility, bad knees, and back just not interested. Absolutely. So I'll share with you, we talked a little bit about that context, and that's what happened to me. So what happened to me on vacation was I sort of had the same thing. And then I had this conflict in my mind. I was on vacation. So this is supposed to be the time that is like sexy time, right? Like 2 weeks all on our own, nobody else living in the house. Supposed to be all about sex, right? Kind of. Well, that's sort of what I had in my mind that it would be. We had a lot of talks about it. I was very excited for that. And then what happened is it was a very, I'll say exhausting. There was a lot of walking. I went to Europe and I'd never been, and there was a lot of walking. We were on excursions every day. I was exhausted. And so I'd said that to my husband. I'm like, well, this is kind of holding me back from feeling interested in sex. I really wasn't because I was more focused on the pain in my body. So it makes sense that can happen when we're focused on our mobility or if things are aching or hurting, that it can hold you back. I found by communicating that to my partner, it was very helpful for me because then he understood. And sort of what we discussed was, well, then let's rest a bit. Let's rest a bit and not try to do it at times like, all right, when we get back from an excursion or something. And we had a bit more leeway up to when we did. And we also both just changed our expectations too of what was going to happen. And kind of came to this acceptance of, okay, this isn't gonna, we're not going to be doing this as many times as we maybe thought, if that makes sense. So it again, it's something to discuss with a partner, and it's something to work on. Find those moments where you do feel maybe better than other days, and work on really taking care of your body so that you can work on that. Does that make sense? Let me know if you have further questions about that. So how do we get our partner to give us the sex we want? So that discussion about that sometimes we lose interest because the sex we're having isn't as great as maybe it used to be, or anything like that. That if it's not the best sex, honestly, that came from a book called Come As You Come As You Are. Come As You Are. Yeah, Come As You Are. And talks a lot about how we can work on that part of it. We can work on finding the intimacy, like we talked about with Lauren, finding the intimacy, finding the way that we actually like pleasure. Let me read the rest of this question. It feels like we're both very into it, but the focus is usually on his pleasure. He wants to pleasure me, and yet he doesn't. And eventually, I just have to let it go or fake it. Well, first of all, you don't have to let it go or fake it. But this might be a really great place to have a conversation and try to communicate about what is pleasurable for you. I think a question to ask is, do you know? Because this again might be a place where you could take some time with yourself and to explore what do you actually really like. So you said he wants to pleasure you. I'd be curious what that looks like. You said, and yet he doesn't. So first of all, how do we know he wants to? And what does it look like when he doesn't? Those would be my questions. And sometimes I have in the past found it hard to focus on my own pleasure. Honestly, it's that took a lot of sort of working through for myself to be accepting of pleasure. And so that's something I would sort of question with you too, are we ready to receive the pleasure? And what does that look like? But often a way to help with this too is to slow things down. And maybe talk to him about that too. Is what if we slow things down and get really curious about what each of us actually likes? And again, back to the last month's call, it's that whole difference between do you like soft touch versus do you like firm touch? It's all things like that. There is a document, I don't remember if Coach Julie ever presented it or not, about what do we each like in the bedroom and what do we want, what do we like. And oh, thank you, Jean, for posting the name of the book, Come As You Are by Emily Nagasaki. That was the book that I was referencing before. But this list is the like, the want, like, and long, and won't. Will, won't. There you go. I'm sorry, guys. Will, won't, and want. So it's what will you do? What won't you do? And what do you want your partner to do? It can be very helpful to go through and sort of get on the same page about this is what I like. This feels good. And use words to let people know. We want to make sure we take any assumptions out of it. Because when you're saying he wants to pleasure me and yet he doesn't, is it that he doesn't know how? Is he doing the wrong stuff? I don't know. So if you feel up to it, maybe you can even come to ask coaches and ask again, and we can talk about it more there where it still remains anonymous. Or think about raising your hand next time and we can talk about it because I think it would be such an effective conversation to help a lot of people. I will make sure that for next call, I have that will, won't, want list so that we can kind of go through that and talk about different ways to explore that pleasure. Okay. And where do you even start when you haven't had sex in a couple of years? Married 17 years, and it's just awkward at this point. Okay. So the reason it feels awkward is because we're telling ourselves, hey, we haven't done this. Remember when you were a teenager? When we were a teenager, awkward. The other side of awkward is pleasure. The other side of awkward was, whoo, this is great. So it's really thinking about what's making it awkward for me. Is it that we need to talk about it? Is it the doing of it? But how can we make it fun? And I know Coach Julie and I actually had a conversation one time on a call months ago now where we kind of talked about how we each do that in our relationships. And I remember her saying, they try to have fun and they try to laugh and they laugh at the awkwardness. And we've done that too, my husband and I, like where we kind of get more open and sort of embrace, okay, this is going to be awkward. We haven't done this in a long time. But I think also it's another example of we could slow it down. Slow it down so it maybe feels less awkward. Start with touching or massage or even just cuddling. Like, think about how we can start to create that intimacy without jumping right to sex. And then it may come about more naturally and more less awkward, essentially, if you do it that way. So that would be my recommendation. How can you start to love the figure you have before you lose all the weight and feel more attractive in this phase? So it Christine, thanks for asking that question. It's exactly what Lauren and I talked about earlier, which is it starts with those little things that you can kind of grab a hold of and then you build from there. We're not expecting you to love everything about your body, but you could really start to think about, well, what it's doing for you and coming to a more neutral place. And we really want to start loving what's inside of us. That's what really matters most, is what's inside of this body, because that's really what creates who you are. So I want you to think about that as well. And but you're gonna feel more attractive when you think more about what's inside of you than you do what's outside of you. That's how you're gonna feel more attractive. And you're gonna treat yourself well when you're thinking about the importance and the value of what's inside. Then you can definitely, lots of people feel very attractive at all different sizes. It's all what we're thinking about and how we look at ourselves. Sometimes we look at ourselves through someone else's eyes and we feel more attractive. Like we just, the thinking, what we think creates what we feel, essentially. So if you want to feel more attractive, we got to start thinking more attractive things about ourselves. And I wouldn't start in the hardest place, like Lauren was saying about belly or whatever. Well, yeah, don't start there. Start with your smile. Start with, I love my hair. And actually, today, I think I'm actually having a really good hair day. It didn't start out that way, so I don't know what happened. But so think about the things you do like about yourself, what you do value, and that attraction and is going to build. So I want you to think about that. The last question here, if anybody has any last questions before we're done for the night, I'm going to answer this question. I'm 66 years old and now I am experiencing such vaginal dryness. Do you have suggestions? So I don't have specific suggestions, which is probably good because I'm in Canada, and from what my experience, there's so many different products everywhere. There are, like you say, there are, like, I would definitely speak to a physician about it because they would be able to recommend, depending on exactly what it is. There can be very different things in vaginal dryness. It can be very dry inside. The skin itself can be dry. That's something I've started to experience. The skin itself starts to dry out a little bit. So there are very different products for each thing. So that's what I want you to really think about, is exactly where the problem is. And is it causing any pain? So you really want to think about, you want to be careful with obviously what you're putting inside of you versus what you're using on the outside. So it really is something I would speak to a physician about. But I can definitely do some research and we can talk about it again next time about specific brands that are more worldwide, if that's helpful. I know there is a product from at Costco even that you insert like a suppository almost. So there's all different types. Essentially, I would get curious and experiment and find out what works best for you. You also may find that one thing isn't going to work for an extended period of time. So, like, it'll work for a bit and then you may need to change it up, that kind of thing. So, that would be my suggestion on it. Just paying attention to the type of lubricant it is and for what purpose. So, like you said, you did mention daily lubricant. But there are specific lubricants that can last several days. And then obviously there's ones that are specific for if you're trying to have intercourse. So, or just for even massaging and touching, different ones, whether they're water-based or oil-based, can be, they react differently to your skin. So some of them can actually cause more dryness on the outer skin than, but they're really helpful for inside. So that's why I say I really experiment. It's going to be one of those things that's personal preference. But I would definitely recommend you speak to a physician because they would probably be able to help you a lot with that. All right. That is it for our questions for today. Thank you so much, Janelle. I really appreciate the comment of thank you for having this safe space. I hope that more people will ask questions. More people will be willing to come up to be coached so that these coaching calls really are valuable, that we'll watch the replays so that we know that this really is a call that people want and that is good for everybody. You're all very welcome. The last thing I wanted to say, because of course, this in our membership, if anybody has not checked out the Diet Detox Weekend in September, please do. It is going to be amazing. It is going to be time that you're going to get to spend with us coaches in person, and it's going to be just so good. If you've ever wanted to eat dinner with Corinne and have her help you with your thoughts as you do it, that is your chance to do it. So I appreciate all the love. Thank you all for being here today, and I will see you next month. And go check out my picture on Facebook just so you can let me know you saw it. Take care.